Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Solidarity and Grace by Dada Maheshwarananda, Caracas, Venezuela. On the night of February 28, 1985, a huge fire broke out in the slum in Manila, Philippines. No one was hurt, but more than 50,000 people lost their homes. I'm a yogic monk working for the international service organization, AMRT. The center where I was living at that time was only 1 kilometer from the fire. Dadaji, another monk, watched the glowing horizon and said, "We should do social service." I thought for a moment before responding. "Altogether, we have 10 kilos of rice and a total of $8, enough to feed our house for about 2 days. How can we do social service now?" With no regular source of funding, I was worried. He simply replied, "Don't argue, just go with the flow." So we spent $5 to send our 8 volunteers by bus to the all-night wholesale market to ask for vegetable donations for the fire victims. Dadaji and I walked to the site of the fire and spoke to a few people. Everyone was in shock. On the way home, we stopped to buy 2 cans of milk and fresh ginger with the remainder of our money. I said, "We're not going to feed many people with that." "Don't argue," Dadaji replied. "Just go with the flow." We heated a huge pot of ginger milk. At 2 o'clock in the morning, we carried it back to the Catholic convent beside the fire site where the nuns had let fire victims camp in their parking lot. Just as we started serving, a stranger tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Don't go, wait here." I smiled and thought, "I'm not going anywhere with all this milk." As we emptied the pot, the stranger suddenly returned and said, "I was so inspired by what you two were doing that I bought $200 worth of bread, but I don't know how to distribute this. Would you please do it for me?" 2 hours later, we returned to our center. The boys had just arrived with a huge collection of vegetables, 12 sacks full. We began cooking an immense pot of lugo, Filipino rice soup with vegetables. Then, at 6 a.m., as dawn was breaking, 3 volunteers carried that pot to the site of the fire, and we immediately began cooking a second pot. Meanwhile, I called everyone else we knew and asked for more donations. Before long, a car arrived with a 50-kilo sack of rice. After that, another arrived with a case of beans, and on it went. Many volunteers happily cut vegetables. We served lugo continuously from daybreak until late at night for 3 days. On the 4th day, the government social services distributed uncooked foodstuffs to the victims. The residents had rebuilt their shacks, and our services were no longer necessary. The Philippines' largest national newspaper, The Bulletin Today, included front-page coverage of our story. The journalist reported that AMRT had distributed milk and bread to 2,000 fire victims on the first night and fed 20,000 people over the next 3 days. Thanks to Dadaji's inspiring words, the multitudes were fed with 10 kilos of rice, $8, and an abundance of solidarity and grace.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.